Welcome to The Big Picture with your host, Harrison Newton. Hit the subscribe and share the word.
Aloha, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today I'm excited. We're talking about New Zealand music. So I've got my old drummer buddy, Nick Arbuckle. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Harrison.
I remember you've always been a bit of a music dude, haven't you?
Yeah.
You play drums?
I play drums.
And guitar now?
And guitar. Yeah. Because guitar's a lot easier to play. Easier to play because you're not lugging a whole drum set around. So I picked up guitar because I played drums throughout high school.
Yeah, because I actually learned the drums for a while, but I realized that no one, first of all, wants to listen to drums.
Exactly, yeah. Can't serenade a chick.
So that's why you've been practicing your guitar these days.
Yeah, exactly.
Motives. Nuts. So you've been a music dude, and it was actually cool the other night we were talking about music in New Zealand. I guess we both agreed how dope the music scene is in New Zealand.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
Like, we're talking bands coming out of Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin, all have unique sounds and a huge raft of talent. And I guess we see it now because of Spotify. Like, you can just listen to all these New Zealand bands.
Yeah. No, it's amazing, eh? Some real talent.
Exactly. And what I wanted to talk today about is sort of, we know that the talent's there. How do we unlock the potential in New Zealand music more?
Because
that's something I find really cool. And we have had huge stars. Like, recently we've had Lord and then Benny. But there's so many bands, say, like Leisure and one of my favorite small bands, Half Moon Baby. Like, there's so many bands that are really high caliber. Yeah. Like, I really think from my being around the circles is like, we got the talent. We just need to market it better.
Yeah. Okay.
And I guess that's what we were talking about, was how do we market New Zealand music better and like create a better culture?
Yeah, well, we were talking about how other
countries do it.
Yeah, and there's things like Tiny Desk, and Colors is a good one too. A lot of those live platforms, House of Strombo is another one. I've seen a good Mac DeMarco concert on that.
Exactly.
And I don't know, I've never seen a New Zealand version of that. I have seen one, but it wasn't that
big.
It's not that big. Yeah, there's no big
platform for bands to go online and play. Like, just a small gig. And that's actually, we've got onto it a bit soon, but part of the solution me and Nick were talking about was doing something like that. Like, having some common entity, like some common business that coordinates sort of bands. And honestly, probably a national radio is in need too.
Yeah.
For all these bands. Because Radio New Zealand, actually, they were trying to make a youth channel. Mm-hmm. Like, Australia has Triple J.
Yeah.
So Triple J plays all
Yeah, those
local.
Are awesome, eh?
I know.
Those Leica versions. And
Leica versions.
Amazing,
and Triple
J.
But RNZ has RNZ Concerts, and they wanted to change it to a youth channel, but all the older generation got upset. So that's why we don't have a youth channel.
Man, that's the problem in New Zealand, eh?
Exactly.
The older generation.
I guess that's where, looking forward, that's the gap we need to start filling.
Yeah.
And all these bands are working really independently, I think, and just having a more uplifting community and stuff because it's really cutting edge music too.
Yeah.
Like, there is a distinct New Zealand sound, and there's many types.
Yeah.
I guess that's what we want to see, and hopefully I really do want to start getting bands on, and in the intermissions getting, you know, a few of their songs in between.
Yeah.
So I was actually hoping if you would do that sometime. With your guitar.
Okay. I'll give it a go, yeah.
I'll market your Tinder page. Link it.
Oh, cheers. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah.
I'd be down for that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, come up with some beats. And I guess that's the other thing is collaboration and just, you know, people like making music and doing stuff. If you reach out to people, you can start that upward cycle, because I think New Zealand musicians are also quite shy, maybe. because, and if we can just hype each other up and just get real creative with it,
yeah,
and just be smart and use that 21st century technology, like Spotify has basically democratized music. You can be some random band in some random location and blow up because you have a good Spotify. And that's where the Tiny Desk is the other one.
Yeah.
So,
because we have these amazing bands that just don't really blow up.
They blow up in New Zealand.
They blow up in New Zealand.
It's like an implosion.
Yeah. But so because you get the Australians, right, who do really well too.
Internationally.
But they do, they do a lot better. And like there's like Sticky Fingers, the DMAs and stuff and all those guys. But they do really well internationally too. But I'd argue that their music is amazing, but our music is, you know, just as good. The music that the bands create here. So I wonder what that is, you know, why.
Yeah. So just to sort of talk about the problem with our artists, you know, imploding, not, you know, exploding overseas. Yeah. I was almost thinking, imagine if we had a base in Sydney, because like a little incubator for musicians, because that Australian market is actually huge. It's like 6 times our market.
Yeah.
And they're so similar to us. Like, we really do have so many similar themes in music and lifestyles. Yeah, like
definitely.
The singer of Sticky Fingers is actually a Kiwi.
Right.
So we're really quite blended in, but
we're
sort of, you know, across the ditch. You know, we got a big pool between us and them.
Yeah.
We want to be on the other side of the pool.
Wow. Yeah. No, it's a good idea, man. Because it is true that, that we do kind of seem to get stuck in New Zealand.
I know.
A little bit.
I know, like, 660 is great, but how many 660 concerts? No, that's, can't say that. Some people love 660.
Yeah.
No, I enjoy 660, but it would just be good for New Zealand music. We want it to blow up overseas because it means we can do more and more people can live off that, you know, because we do have a big creative industry now with like the films.
Yeah. Yeah. But true.
Our music's definitely underdeveloped compared to the quality and the variation. Like the variation in music for a population of 5 million is insane.
Yeah.
You know, you got Fat Freddy's Drop to Benné to like drum and bass.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so broad, and then you got the like surfer vibes with Marco Road and everyone. Mm. I guess that's it. What do you see the future for? What would you like to see change? How can we make music prosper in New Zealand?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think like kind of what we touched on, maybe a New Zealand avenue for these bands to express themselves, like the Triple J and the Tiny Desk kind of thing, but a New Zealand version.
Exactly, and that's what I like, you know, like a radio, you know, like a podcast thing, and a Tiny Desk thing, and then like a little sort of team to help get you across the ditch, you know.
Yeah,
you don't need to go to Europe to live off being a band. Like, Australia's a big place.
No, exactly.
I reckon that's a great idea, and I don't know how to start that, but I'm glad we've talked about it. But I am really excited for music going forward in New Zealand. But the main thing is, I do feel like we're at the start of a very exciting journey for music in New Zealand. It's just blossoming everywhere.
Yeah, no, it is. A lot of great music coming out nowadays. Maybe COVID helped that, you know? Everyone was at home, and then bands were allowed to tour.
Yeah.
You know, more so than the rest of the world. So maybe that'll help a few of the bands.
Yeah. And COVID just allowed everyone to sort of create and get into that space. So I guess what we're saying is we really want to get the ball back rolling with even, you know, Radio New Zealand, not getting rid of the concerts channel for a youth channel.
Yeah. Like,
just think of the economic impact. Think of the thriving community. Like, going out and watching bands in Auckland on K Road is always a fun night.
Yeah.
Whether it be DMB or like rock or like so many fun like surfer vibe bands.
Mm.
So I really hope we start taking all this talent more seriously, because it's serious business. But it's just because we dress differently.
Yeah.
But I think that sums it up nicely. So
definitely,
let's get serious about music and let's get into it, eh, Nick? And I'm looking forward to you coming back with some intermission music.
Yeah, or maybe I'll even make a song
of
my own.
Oh, please do.
Whoa. Oh. Stop it.
Okay, well, so next time we catch up, you're going to be... I'm excited, and that's what we want. We just want to enable creators to create.
That's the thing. Maybe I'd never do it if you didn't ask. Yeah, if you didn't ask, if you're not going to push me.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't want to do it. But now you've said it, I've got to.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
Oh, Nick. Well, that's a great way to end. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, of course. Anytime, man. Love it.
Wow. Thanks, Nick. Thanks, everyone. Again, another epic episode with one of the most popular guests. I love having him on, and I'm sure you love that. And to all the musicians out there, just keep getting into it, because I think the industry is growing, and there is a future if you put your head down and do it.
With your host, Harrison Newton.
Okay, guys, take it easy.